Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Tuesday, March 17th edition of the MMA OB Daily Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam Martin, and I'm joined by my good friend here, Cole Shelton, to talk about the UFC not really happening in the next few weeks. Cole, it's a very troublesome time. We'll just say that. The UFC has just canceled the next three events at least, and most likely the fourth event will be canceled as well, UFC 249. So right now, UFC London's been scrapped, UFC Columbus is scrapped, UFC Portland scrapped, UFC 249 does not seem too likely. It's just a crazy time around the world, man. Very unique situation. Like, Cole, if you asked me this a week ago, dude, there's no way in hell I'd say this is the situation we were in right now. Like, it's just nuts. It's crazy how much things have changed in a week. So, like I said, let's just get right into it. Yesterday, Dana White made the announcement. The UFC is canceling the next three events. So, no cards in, like I said, London, Columbus, and Portland, and Brooklyn's really up in the air and most likely not going to take place there either. So just initial reactions, man, when you heard the news yesterday.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised. I thought it was going to happen a lot sooner, especially when you see like the NHL, MLB, NBA all canceling and suspending their play. I thought the UFC was, especially Bellator on Friday, everyone made weight in about a couple hours before the event. They canceled everything. So I thought the UFC was going to be next. I know Dana White keeps on saying that 249 card's going to happen. He said it's probably not going to happen in the States. Habib's dad came out and said they think Dubai is a good option for it. But if this coronavirus keeps on getting worse, like, they can't hold events anywhere in the world.
Yeah, no, there's no event happening. It's crazy, like, right? Like, Dana White a week ago, he said, I don't give a shit about the coronavirus. And now it's ravaging this promotion. It's just destroyed them. And it's destroyed every quite frankly, major sports league in the world, even minor sports leagues, Cole. My bowling leagues got canceled, Cole. Like, I'm supposed to go bowling tonight. I have no league to go to. So, you know, it's going to lead to me drinking probably a lot more beer and just watching a lot more TV at night, but whatever, it is what it is. You know, it's crazy though, right? Like, it's just it's a crazy time in the world. Like, I really don't know what to say. I mean, none of us really know what to say. We're just kind of all taking it day by day. I don't know. But yeah, as far as the UFC canceling the events, obviously, I mean, they had no option, Cole. You know, Dana White, though, he did say yesterday they were trying their best to get this card, the London card, booked at an Indian reservation in Oklahoma. That's how bad they wanted to show this card. They wanted to have that content so bad. I just didn't understand the point of it. Like, the card was ravaged. None of the matchups were going to be on that card. What was the point of having that card anyways?
Yeah, they were just looking to sign a bunch of guys that no one even heard of. So how many people were truly going to watch it when you're basically just watching, like, a regional show?
Because pretty much.
It was like every single fight, but Spann and Craig were the only ones that wasn't confirmed to be canceled.
Yeah, I guess they would have had Woodley as the main event against you said, okay, so you were reporting yesterday it was RDA. Is that correct?
That's what I got told, is Woodley, because Woodley didn't think Covington was legitimately wanting it. So they were pushing for RDA. They didn't want Gilbert Burns. And then late before Dana White canceled it, Woodley said, I'll final fight Gilbert Burns. But by then it was already too late and they were canceling the cards.
It would have been a good card. Honestly, I would have tuned in just to see how crazy it would have been. Obviously, like, UFC fight with no fans in attendance from an Indian reservation, that sounded pretty cool to me. Like, it's such a crazy time, right? Like, as an MMA fan, this is fascinating to me, honestly, Cole. Like, it's so unique, such a crazy situation. But, yeah, I mean, obviously, they couldn't do it. You know, you can't have mass gatherings right now. It's nuts, man. I'd never see anything like this. It's just going to destroy all the sports leagues. Like for instance, baseball. They're looking at a condensed schedule because they're probably not going to start until like June. So they're probably looking at like a 100-game schedule, which is going to change the whole way baseball's played. You look at hockey and basketball, Cole, like, their seasons are not over yet. They've been delayed for like a month each. But when that's optimistic, Cole. A month is optimistic, Cole.
Yeah, they were saying yesterday NHL was best case scenario is middle of May, early June start date.
Yeah, because the guys still have to get back in shape too, in like, you know, playing shape. Like, obviously, they're going to keep skating. I mean, they're not even supposed to really be like skating together. So it's nuts, right? Like, all these guys were all peaking and then they all got sent home. So it's nuts. And, you know, as far as the fighters go, I mean, I feel terrible for the fighters. We all know this, Cole. UFC fighters, MMA fighters don't make a lot of money. That's why they were pushing so hard for this event to stay on. Like, that's why you saw guys like Brock Weaver. And you saw guys like Brian Kelleher, Cole, going on Twitter saying, I want to fight this weekend, because they want to make money, dude. They don't know how long this quarantine is going to last. Like, it could last, Cole, a month is optimistic. Like, I'm telling you, man, this thing could last months and months, you know, 6 months. It could possibly. I mean, I hope not, but it could. And it's just destroying the global economy. The whole economy is in shambles right now, Cole. Like, it's affected a lot of different industries, especially the sports industry, which we work in, Cole, which we were geniuses enough to put our careers in. Because right now, like, there's very minimal sporting action to cover. You can't really cover much. And not only that, it's, you know, it's affecting our livelihoods, quite frankly, Cole. Like, you know, might as well talk about it now, but, you know, I talked to Nick. Nick Kalik is the big boss man here at MA Oddsbreaker, and he sent me and Brian Heminger a message yesterday. Brian's the managing editor here. And Nick just said, hey, guys, you know, we got to talk about what's going to happen the next month because we have no cards to cover. And, Cole, our industry, the betting industry, instead of having fights with odds on them and having people go to the sports books or make a bet online, and that's, you know, essentially how the betting industry works. Like, we need to have cards, and we need to have live fights, and we don't have that right now. So it's just, it's not ideal, right? So yeah, Nick just said basically, you know, as far as the site goes, my podcast is pretty much the only thing that's going to happen right now. We'll have a few, maybe a few articles here and there, Cole. Like, I know that there is a Cage Warriors event this weekend, but that's about it. Give me one sec. Cole, just talk about that. Just the fact that, you know, there's not much content to go. I'll be right back.
Yeah, there's really not. Like, you see Bellator's not having an event. UFC's not doing it. A lot of local promotions, Airs, Brave, they're all canceling. Cage Warriors is still going ahead this weekend. What's kind of interesting is they're having UFC fights on it. So they have Darren Stewart's fighting on it as a UFC fight. Tudorovich versus John Phillips is on the card. There's three title fights. But if you look at Graham Boylan's Twitter, who's the president, he was detailing how difficult it was. He moved everything from London to Manchester. Yeah, that's where it went, to Manchester Cage Warriors. Like,
okay, yeah.
There's nothing on. Like, Cage Warriors is it, and they had to move from entire cities, and that's really the only MMA promotion in town. You see Airs, you see Rise, you see UFC, Bellator, like all these LFA postponed all their events. Like, there's no MMA event. There's not even regional shows going on right now.
Yeah. Well, there isn't anything going on. The only card there is out there is the Cage Warriors event, which, quite frankly, I'm a little – I mean, they're like Dana White. They're defiant. They want to put the card on in spite of, you know, all these bands or mass gatherings. Like you said, it was moved from London to Manchester. Might as well talk about the Cage Warriors card now, I guess, quickly. Basically, it's the same card as it was, but they added two UFC fights to it, which is kind of cool, I guess. Like, at least these guys get to fight. I'm assuming they make UFC purses for the fight, I hope. Hope they're not getting paid $1,000 like Cage Warriors. I'm assuming that's what they pay. They probably don't pay much. But yeah, the two fights, John Phillips versus Dusko Todorovic, and the other one is Darren Stewart versus Bartosz Fabinski. So at least those guys get to fight and get paid, Cole. But what about all the other guys? What about guys like Mark Diakasey, Jay Herbert, all these guys? Like, they had fights, you know, Leon Edwards, you know, Jack Shore. Like, these guys are supposed to fight, Cole, and they're not going to fight now. You know, where did they get their money from?
It's going to be interesting to see if the UFC pays these guys. Bellator paid them all. A lot of these promotions. I have a feeling UFC is not going to pay them, though.
Great question, and I'm with you. I doubt it. I mean, they would have said something. Like, they're such a scummy organization, Cole. Like, they really are. You know, they're owned by billionaires. Like, they were bought for billions of dollars, owned by a huge company. You can't pay your fighters their show money at the very least. It's not their fault their fights got canceled because of this coronavirus. The UFC is so rich, Cole, and they act like they're poor, and they're just greedy, you know? I love MMA, man, and I enjoy watching the UFC. It is the best MMA promotion. They put on the best fights. They have mostly the best fighters. They are so cheap and greedy, and it makes me sick. This is a perfect, like, this is a perfect time and perfect example of why fighters need to have a union. You know, these guys are – I'm sorry, but the fighters are so stupid they don't have a union by now, Cole. It's 2020. Like, really? The UFC's been around for almost 30 years now. You don't have a union, really? Like, MMA is a huge sport. It's a massive sport. It's on ESPN. You don't have a union. You don't fight for a union. And the few times that they do it, like a few years ago when they had that Bjorn Rebney thing where it was like GSP, TJ Dillashaw, Cain Velasquez. Remember Bjorn Rebney was running that?
Yeah, and they all backed out after like a day. They're like, oh, no, we were just kidding.
Tony was there too, another guy. They got all scared off, and they stopped. And then you have fighters like Leslie Smith who are pushing for when they get cut from UFC. They go to Bellator, where, quite frankly, Bellator, I think Bellator does treat the fighters a little bit with more respect, I would say, than the UFC does. It sure seems like it, right? Like, you always hear about fighters saying how Scott Coker treats them so well, and he's just so, like, personable. Like, I will say this about Bellator, like, the card the other day. I know it's not their fault they got canceled, and it was the right decision in the end, but I didn't like how they had the guys cut the weight first, and then they canceled the card cold. Like, I wish they canceled it before. Having said that, though, I mean, I think maybe the weigh-in was the one thing in their contract they needed to do to get the show money, I'm guessing. And we don't really know, Cole. Like, we've heard that they're paying 100% of their purses. Are we sure that they're getting their win bonuses? Like, I'm guessing it was just show money. But, I mean, if it's win bonus, that'd be nice, too. Have you heard anything about that? I'm guessing it's just show, though.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything. It's probably just show money.
Yeah, because it doesn't seem like kind of like a good business decision, like, quite frankly, to pay guys double their salary. Like, I mean, they don't deserve it. But how do you give the win bonus, Cole, when you have – you know, they had like 16 fights booked. You're going to give the win to both guys in the fight? Like, that doesn't really make sense, right? So I'm guessing it was just the show money, which is still great. It's better than zero. But for me, it's like, even in the Brasilia card, they're really cool. And man, it's pretty crazy that they did that card. I feel like the fighter should have been given the option, like, hey, you know what? You don't have to fight. We'll give you your show money, but you can still fight if you want. You know, I feel like they should have been given that option. The fact that it was just like they were forced to fight it's kind of with no testing as well. You know, that is another thing. I'm just waiting for the first reported case of a UFC fighter having coronavirus, Cole. Like, imagine they go and say one of the fighters on the card this weekend had coronavirus and they were in the octagon sweating and bleeding. My God, that could be the end of it.
Yeah, and especially because, well, even not just fights, but you see all these gyms closing. Like, Forest MMA shut down, American Top Team's pros only, but they're limiting, like, when they're open. I wouldn't be surprised if all these gyms start – because that's the problem is the gyms, there's not – how much cleaning can you really do? There's a lot of sweaty people in there all the time. Like, I'm surprised it's taken this long for gyms to shut down too.
Yeah. No, me too. And because gyms honestly are a breeding ground of, like, bacteria. Like, they really are in pretty much any public space. At this point, I mean, I'm expecting a full-blown closure of everything, just like in Italy. Like – Our boy over at BJ Penn, Al Zolino, Cole, like, he's just in lockdown, man. He can't leave his house. And the poor guy's, I think he's taking his vacation time so he can be at home, and he's just sitting at home. You know, it's awful. Like, it's crazy. I'm still like, I just can't believe how bizarre this is that we're talking about this right now. Like, Cole, I was looking forward to talking about the UFC London card with you. I was going to pick Leon Edwards and say make a bet on him. Like, I don't know who you liked in that fight. I love Leon Edwards in that. I'm just saying, like, that's what I was looking forward to talking about today, not that we don't get to see that fight or any fight, quite frankly. You know, it's just crazy, though. Like, people were being so optimistic last week. They were like, oh, we'll just move the card to the UFC APEC. Because I was thinking in my head, like, how do we know Nevada won't ban mass gatherings, which is exactly what they did. You know, people were just being way too optimistic. Got a question from Kevin Scott. Hey, Kevin, how's it going? Is ESPN paying the UFC for these canceled cards? I'm sure deals are required number of cards. Any deal that works? I'm not too sure. I mean, I think that's probably why they wanted to hold the events, because they might get paid per card. I don't know if it's like – I know they get, obviously get paid a ton of money, but I don't know if it's per card or they have a certain amount of cards to do. I'm sure they'll be able to fill it at some point. They might have to do like double headers in order to do so, or no weekends off. But, you know, they probably do. But it's crazy, right? Like, these businesses are still kind of expecting things to be the same as they were. Like, I'll give an example. Like, my bowling league, right? And this is a small potatoes compared to the UFC and the ESPN deal. But, like – every week we pay money to bowl, right? And our league pays money. So they're saying, like, the bowling alley was like, well, you guys still have to pay even though we're not bowling. And we're like, no, we're not going to do that. Like, that doesn't make any sense, right? So they're going to figure out a way, because they signed a contract with the bowling alley that they get paid a certain amount of money over the course of the year, right? Cool. Like, our league pays them to be there and to rent the lanes. But we're not going to bowl. So, like, why would I pay money and why would the league pay money? So it's a fascinating situation. Like, no one really knows what to do. You hope the government steps in and starts, you know, subsidizing a little bit more, but it's, you know, it's the government doesn't want to give out handouts either. So it's nuts, you know? And quite frankly, Cole, I don't know like how things are up in Georgina, but down here in Pickering, man, like Toronto, it's nuts. Like, it's pandemonium. I went to the store yesterday, like, the shelves are empty. Like, it literally is empty. It's crazy. Like, there's no toilet paper anymore. I can't find any toilet paper. I want to wipe my butt. Where can I get toilet paper, Cole? You can't order online. You got to pay $100 for a few rolls. It's nuts. So it's just, you know, everyone's panicking. Everyone's pandemonium. personally, I haven't panicked too much. You know, I've kind of been taking it day by day. But when you see everyone else panicking and they're starting to, you know, stock up and take everything off the shelves, Cole, you kind of feel like, whoa, what am I missing out here? And like, it's kind of scary, if anything, Cole. So, like, again, the whole economy shut down. And you know, getting back to what I was saying about Oddsbreaker, before my dog started barking because they saw a ghost or something, getting back to what I said about Oddsbreaker, Cole, and just, you know, our job in general, we're freelance writers. So me and Cole, we do not have a salary. We're not like these guys at ESPN and these big MMA websites that probably are on salaries. Me and Cole are not like that. Like, part of my job is salary, but not really. It's mostly like I have to work to get paid, just like the UFC fighters do, Cole. You know, we have to go to work. We have to put our hard hat on, put our work boots, and go to work. And if there's no events, we're not getting paid. So the next month, probably, and maybe more, we're going to, you know, try our best to find articles and things that, you know, people are going to be interested in. But at the same time, you know, it's only going to be so interesting for so long to hear about what fighters have to say about the coronavirus, Cole. It's going to get boring soon. So, you know, it's not an easy gig. Am I worried about my job security? No, because I've talked to my employer and they've assured me that nothing's going to happen. But quite frankly, Cole, I'm worried about my colleagues, you know, at a lot of places, and my peers, because it's not right if not saying you, Cole, but anyone gets let go. But I wouldn't be surprised, Cole, because, you know, why keep someone on the payroll when there's no work to do? And I know that you've expressed this to me behind, you know, closed doors. You're a young guy, Cole, and you haven't seen anything like this. I haven't either, but, you know, I know you're a little bit, you know, worried. And you're not the only one, Cole. Like, a lot of guys are, a lot of people have reached out to me and they're like, what does this mean for, like, you know, my job and stuff? And I was just like, you guys got to take it day by day, and it's going to depend on the employer. But it's just like, as a freelance writer, Cole, what protection do we have? We're like the UFC fighters, man. What protection do we have, Cole? Can we stop a website from saying, guys, we don't need you right now?
No, we got none. They can let us go whenever they want.
Yeah, it's scary. It is a little – that scares me, you know. But at the same time, everyone's in the same boat, quite frankly. Not everyone, but a lot of people are in the same boat, you know, because a lot of people are still working. Like, my dad goes to work and, you know, he still has a job, you know. So it's not like just – not everyone's in this particular situation, but people in the sports industry are in trouble. You know, I was talking to Nick, and he lives in Vegas, and obviously Nick's a professional sport bettor. This is terrible for the sports betting industry, Cole. This is really bad for Las Vegas. You know, I saw that there a bunch of the hotels closed up. They don't want people in them. They're losing billions of dollars, Cole. You know, not small potatoes like me and you, Cole. They're losing billions, buddy. Like, it's bad. I don't know if you saw that, Cole. That,
yeah.
Yeah, saw that, yeah. MGM and The Wynn and all these places. Like, I was in Vegas for the first time a few months ago, and you know, I saw these things up close, and it's like, it's just such a different world out there, man. And to imagine it being ravaged right now, it's quite wild. Anyways, let's talk about a few other things. But, you know, the last thing I'll say is, like, again, you know, I'm very, very blessed. And I got to say this once again, to work for a couple websites that truly do respect me, like MMA Oddsbreaker. Nick, you know, first thing he does is message me saying, you know, you're fine, don't worry. You know, obviously the writing's going to be cut down, but you're still going to do your podcast. I said, great. You know, I want to do the podcast, Cole. You know what I mean? So that's good. BJ Penn, I'm hoping everything stays the same. Obviously, as a freelancer there, the writing will be cut down. We know that, so that's not going to be a surprise. I'm guessing things will stay the same, hopefully, Cole. But, yeah, I'm just saying, like, I'm lucky to work for some good websites, but I know that a lot of these smaller websites are going to crumble, Cole. Like, you might see some websites really fold because they rely on ad content. If no one's reading, how are they going to survive? So it's going to be a really interesting time, and not just them, made other sports in general. It's wild. But anyways, getting back to maybe some of the news yesterday, we talked about the Indian reservation thing. You touched on this quickly, Cole, but Dana White talked about the Khabib-Tony Ferguson fight. He's adamant the fight's going to happen. Having said that, he said it's not going to happen in the States now. It's probably going to happen somewhere else. They don't know where, but it's going to happen, maybe with no crowd. Does this fight happen, Cole? You don't want to be the one who says it, huh? I can tell.
If I were to give a percentage, I'm saying like 40% chance it happens. I'm going under 50% though.
I'm taking the under team, man. And it sucks. It's like these guys have been hurt like every other time they wanted to fight. And then now the fight actually happens. Everyone's healthy. Everyone's doing the right thing. And then this happens. Like, this fight's never going to happen, is it, Cole? I want to see it so bad, but I don't know, man. It's It's scary. Also WrestleMania, that's another event. They're gonna do a crowdless event in Orlando. They moved, I can't remember where they were originally called, but I know that obviously WrestleMania is a huge event, makes WWE a ton of money. They moved their event to their performance center. But I was from O'Brien Fight Oracle, on his Twitter today, he said that he thinks it's gonna be canceled too. He thinks they're gonna step in Florida and cancel the event. And he thinks that they're going to do it in MSG in June. That's what he was saying on his Twitter. So, you know, Farmer Brian's very connected to wrestling. So I do believe him when he says that. Because to me, Cole, it's like, and the same thing with the Apex. You know, people were like being really optimistic about this stuff. Like when you're banning mass gatherings, why would it matter if it's in the UFC's like own center or not? Like it's still over a certain amount of people, Cole. Like you still need a minimum amount of people. Even if you're cutting down as much as you can, Cole, you still need the fighters, you know, the officials, the promotion officials, the commission guys. You still need maybe that's it really, but the cornermen, it's still, and the production crew, that's what I was thinking about, the production crew too. I mean, it's not an easy production, so you're still looking at, you know, quite a few people, Cole. So it just it seems nuts. I don't know, it's just shocking what has happened, you know. And it's only March too, like this is only the, like, it's still early, you know. Cool, I'm already bored out of my mind, man. Like, I just like last night, I literally was like, okay, I'm just gonna have a few beers and play some video games. And I was like, this is great. But I'm like, I gotta do this for the next 3 weeks at least, maybe more. You know, it's nuts, right? And you can't say, oh, you know, go get a job, but I already have a job. I can't do much writing right now because there's not much to write about. And then you can't get a hobby either because you can't go out. So it's like, and again, most people are in the same boat right now, you know. But I will say this, when I see these videos of these idiots online, you know, going to a big swimming pool or, you know, in a closed environment, like, they're so dumb, Cole. Like, it's Darwinism at its best, man. Survival of the fittest. People are really stupid. People are not taking it that seriously. Did you see Max Holloway's post?
Yeah.
So if you read Max Holloway's post, if you see it on Twitter, Cole, it looks like he's encouraging the fighters to fight. Because he's like, as a fighter, I want to fight, and like, this is in our blood and stuff. And you click on the link, and it goes to his Instagram, and it's like this massive post where he's explaining how this is not a fight we can win. This is not a fight we want to take into deep waters. He's like, I'm known for my cardio, but even this isn't a fight I want to take in the last round. Like, I thought it was hilarious. And he's got a picture of his son there washing his hands. You know, that's the minimum you can do, wash your hands. The minimum. I'm not going to say I'm a clean freak by any means, but I do wash my hands when I go in and out of anywhere. You know, every time I go into some new building, I'm washing my hands first thing. And when I leave, I'm washing them too. You know, a lot of people don't do that, Cole. The amount of times, Cole, where I'm in a bathroom, a men's bathroom, and I see guys go into the toilet and come out without even washing their hands, I'm always like, oh, these people are gross. They really are freaking gross, you know? And that's exactly why we spread this crap, because people, quite frankly, were never taking – a lot of people weren't taking their hygiene clean and good enough. And that's, you know, that's part of the reason why this is just so prevalent. Did you see the picture of the TDC this morning, Cole? It's a ghost town. Did you see that?
No.
There's pictures on TDC. There's no one on them. At 9 a.m. rush hour on a Tuesday afternoon, you got to check it out, man. It is wild. Like, it's like, whoa. You know, that's the subway, by the way, here in Toronto. Big subway. They take, you know, what, I'm guessing millions of people every day probably. You know, a lot of people rely on that to go to work and school and stuff, and no one's on it. Schools are canceled. It's just a matter of time, Cole, till they like shut down the grocery stores and movie theaters and all that stuff. Like, it's just a matter of, it's going to happen soon, if anything. So they're closing up the borders here in Canada. You know, I don't want to get the politics side of it because that's not why I'm here. I want to talk about the sporting side, but it's hard not to when all this is happening. Just getting back to today's like show. There was one fight announcement, actually, Cole. There was one fight announcement. Yay. Jared Gordon versus Matt Sales in UFC San Diego, which, you know, right now that card's set for May, but that card could be canceled too. Anyways, as far as this fight goes, any thoughts on this one?
It's definitely interesting. I know Gordon's dropping down, so he was featherweight. That's where he got into the UFC, is he was featherweight guy. Like, he's a guy that's had success in his career at featherweight. At lightweight, he just wasn't that good. Like, he obviously had a tough stretch. He went Diego Ferreira, which is, we've obviously know what Diego Ferreira is now. Joaquin Silva, that fight, he probably should have won. He did look good in that, and then he obviously tore his hamstring or something in the fight. And then Charles Oliveira, that fight, just, I don't even know why that fight was made. Brad Mills is a guy that's he's obviously that lost the Twister to Bryce Mitchell, beat Kyle Nelson, lost to Shane Moraes. They're kind of on the same path where I think they had a lot of hype behind them coming into the UFC. And the hype kind of hasn't lived up. It should be interesting to see how Gordon looks at featherweight, but it's an interesting fight. I don't really know who I favor right now.
Yeah. I don't know. Gordon's – listen, man, Jared, you know, I personally don't know him personally, but I do see him, you know, tweeting a lot about his recovery from his addiction. And, you know, he gives a lot of people hope because this is a guy who was a heroin addict, which is, you know, something that kills a lot of people, quite frankly. And, you know, he recovered from that to become a UFC fighter and an athlete at the highest level. So, like, that is commendable to me. But I'll be honest, I haven't been very impressed with him in the UFC. In 3 years when Hacker Diaz is not in the UFC anymore. I don't know. I haven't been too impressed. But same with Sales. He hasn't looked too great either. He's 1-2. He did beat Kyle Nelson, like you said, but the two losses to Mitchell and to Moraes, those are, you know, pretty good fighters. But still, I haven't been too impressed. I don't know. I guess I have to lean towards Sales because Gordon is not proven at this weight class. But who knows, really. But yeah, that's supposed to take place in San Diego. That's the Hooker Poirier card. Got a comment here from John Hilco. Hey, John, what's up, man? Best of luck, guys. I wish where you were 3 weeks ago. Yeah. So I think you're in South Korea, John. And from what I've heard, you guys have it pretty good there right now, which is great because your government responded really fast. So that's what I've heard. I don't know 100% if that's accurate, but I believe that's what I heard. So I'm glad to hear that, man. Stay safe. I believe you have a young child, so I hope they stay safe as well. It's scary, right? Like my sister has a niece who's 4 months old. I have a niece who's 4 months old, my sister's kid, you know, and my aunt's like 95. So I mean, these people are at the risk of being sick the most, right? It's freaky. It's freaky, Cole. All right. Let's just see what else. There's a few other things. I saw Ryan Bader. He did an interview with TMZ, Cole, saying he wants to fight John Jones again. He wants a cross promotion fight. I know that's not going to happen, but you know, having said that, would you be interested in the rematch if there was cross promotion available?
I think I'd rather see a lot more other fights for John Jones than that one. I'd rather see Reyes run back. I'd rather see Błachowicz. I'd rather see him go up to heavyweight in the UFC. Like, I think it would definitely be interesting because Bader has looked super impressive since he left the UFC. Like, he's a guy that I would love if he never left the UFC because I think he's a guy that could be a top contender at heavyweight or light heavyweight. Like, I've been really impressed. His wrestling's always been good. His striking's been more impressive. He's knocking guys out. Like, he knocked out Fedor in like 30 seconds. He knocked out King Mo in like, what was that, like 20 seconds? Like,
yeah,
knocking guys out quick. So I'd love to see him be back in the UFC, but he's a guy that Bellator will never let go of now.
Yeah, and the UFC made a mistake, I think, letting him go. Like, he was an elite light heavyweight, and they need light heavyweights, and they let him go. I know he lost to Rumble, but a lot of people used to lose to Rumble, and since then he's pretty much been unstoppable. Which he had Congo fight, notwithstanding with the eye poke there, but you know, he probably would have won that fight anyways. The next fight against Nemkov should be interesting. But that fight, Cole, in San Jose, I'm guessing that's going to be canceled too. Because San Jose has the Bay Area has a mask ban on a ban on mass gatherings. And even Scott Coker, I think, said that. He's like, we don't really know if that's going to happen or not. My question is, you know, if these fights get canceled, do they rebook these guys on later cards? Or do they create new cards, or what do they do, Cole? Any idea?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I know Bellator is lucky where they have a lot of weekends off, so they can kind of reshift cards to later dates. The UFC's problem is basically every single weekend is booked up, so they're going to have to start doing double events on weekends. So it's going to be more interesting about the UFC. Like, Bellator, I think, is in a better spot just because they don't do as many events. They have, like, they don't have another scheduled event until, I think, what is it, April or May is the...
May, that's the next one. Yeah. Dang, Bellator's in good shape because they don't have any events scheduled.
Yeah. They normally only do like two a month. So if three events get canceled, okay, so then 1 month, you now have three, for three straight months, you have three events in 1 month all the time. Like, it's definitely, Bellator is in better shape because they don't do less events, but it's going to be interesting to see what the UFC does, if they rebook it or if they just say, we're only doing like 30 events this year now because of this.
That's the thing. Like, I don't think they can fulfill their contract. Well, you know, the one thing they might do, like you said, is double header, you know, two cards in one day, do one in like I don't know, like London during the day, during the morning, the day, and then you do one in, you know, the United States at night. That's one option. They have did double headers before. It's rare, but they have did in the past. I remember years ago, there was one that I think they did a card in Germany. And then later with Mark Munoz and Musasi, I think that was in Germany. And then later that day they did, I think that's what it was. Let me double check that. But I remember they did two cards that day. Let me double check that. I think that's when Musasi just smashed Mark Munoz. Yeah, Musasi versus Munoz versus Musasi. And then later that night, the same day, they did the Ultimate Fighter Brazil finale between Stipe Miocic and Fabio Maldonado, which seems hilarious looking back on it. But that was a double event. So they have did them, but it didn't go well with fans. You know, and media didn't like it either because it was a lot of work. It was like 16 hours of coverage in one day. That's a lot, right? So it's pretty nuts. But, you know, beggars can't be choosers. Right now, I'd rather watch two cards than zero. You know what I mean? Like you said, the other option could be, you know, maybe do one Saturday, one Sunday, or Friday, Saturday. You know, UFC doesn't do Friday cards, but that's not a bad idea. Or, you know, they used to do cards on Wednesdays very rarely, but they did them as well. I remember there was like a Glover Teixeira versus Ryan Bader. That was on a Wednesday night. I remember that. I was like, okay, it's Wednesday night. I get to watch UFC. It was great. So maybe they do that as well. I don't know. It's hard to say. Just seeing if there's any other news here, Cole, that we can talk about. Well, you have your article here on – I mean, this is the kind of stuff we're going to have to talk about, like, going forward. But, like, you have your article here on Charles Oliveira. I did my breakdown yesterday. I haven't clicked on the article yet, Cole, but you want to tell the people who you think you should fight next.
I like the Felder rematch, especially if Felder sticks around. I think it makes a lot of sense. Oliveira, because the problem is lightweight's booked. Like, you're not getting – I know he asked for the Tony Khabib winner. You're not getting that. You're not. I doubt Gaethje's going to take it because Gaethje seems like he's holding out for Conor or the Khabib Tony winner. You have Poirier Hooker booked. After that, it's kind of like Felder's the next guy. And I think Felder even admitted he wants to come back. And I think you could do Felder Oliveira as a main event somewhere.
Yeah. No, that's the fight I called for because I think it makes a lot of sense rankings wise. And just like you said, Cole, there's just not much available right now for both guys. A lot of the guys are booked. Gaethje's available, but he's not going to fight these guys. I actually wrote an article at MMA Rings. It came out today as well, Cole. So I said the same thing. Felder versus Oliveira makes a lot of sense. It'd be an interesting fight. I mean, they fought 3 years ago in Detroit, and Felder, you got to give the guy credit, man. He went to the ground with Charles Oliveira and smashed him with elbows and beat him by TKO. Seven wins later, how would that fight change? I think Oliveira is finding a lot more confidence here, but Paul Felder is extremely durable, and he's a smart fighter, man. He fights really smart. So he's a guy that I think, you know, has kind of Oliveira's number, but Oliveira is just so dangerous with those submissions and with his striking now, Cole. I talked about this yesterday on my podcast, and I've been impressed with his striking. Like, he looks really improved on the feet. His chin looks a lot stronger, too, at 155. You know, the durability's increased. I didn't click on the article yet, Cole, and I can't click on it because I know that there's going to be a music pop-up. So, Kevin Lee, who did you suggest he fights?
I like the loser of Islam Makhachev, Alexander Hernandez.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, for sure. They, you know, they were both talking smack to him. That fight would make some sense. He says he might take some time off, local. Like, he says he doesn't know he's coming back. I think he might take like 6 months off, man. You know, I don't know what happened. Like, I thought he fought a dumb fight, Cole. Quite frankly, he fought stupid. You know, he's just going to the ground with a guy who's so dangerous. Left his neck out, got exposed, like. It was a kind of a bad game plan. He even said, I didn't listen to Frost or Hobby. Frost was saying, don't go to the ground with this guy. And that's exactly what I did. So it was really, it was just weird. Got a couple questions here. Consider Weird Dojo planning to have an open backyard bare knuckle fights in the next 8 weeks until the UFC gets back on track. That's fun. John Hung Ko, sucks that Rosenstruck versus Nagano is postponed. You think that is most significant amongst all the events? That's a great question to ask. Obviously, if Tony Khabib gets canceled, that is the most significant. But of the next three cards, yeah, I think Rosenstruck Nagano. I mean, at the same time, like, okay, so the winner of that fight probably would have been next in line for a title shot. But at the same time, Stipe and DC is not even booked yet. So really, I mean, those guys might have fought. And if it was a quick win, they might have had to fight again, like 6 months later or 3 months later. Like, you know, at this point, timing-wise, it actually might work out a little bit better for those guys, if anything. But I agree, that is probably the most significant fight they got canceled, Cole. Is that, would you agree with that?
I don't know. I kind of liked the Woodley Edwards fight a lot.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's a huge fight to you, welterweight. The winner probably would have been next in line. But again, that fight with Usman and Masvidal, not booked yet, official. So the winner of that fight, just say Edwards won, he might have had to wait till like December to fight again. This, in some ways, could work out better. Like, I'm trying to look at the bright side of things. But yeah, looking at the other fights, the Cody Garbrandt fight fell apart, which it sucks for Cody. He got that kidney injury. That would have been a pretty important fight against the Sunset. I'm just looking at the other card. Another fight that was important is Brunson Shabazian, because if Shabazian won that fight, goal, like, they could have put him on the fast track to a title shot. I know he's really young, but
he's a guy that could have been getting like Jared Cannonier, Romero, like someone in those top five
situation, kind of maybe too. Like, hey, go out there and beat Brunson in like a minute, knocks him out, and then UFC needs someone to fight Cannonier. Hey, do you want to fight Cannonier? That's the kind of thing I was thinking they would did for him. Not to say he should be fighting Cannonier, because Cannonier, quite frankly, should be getting a title shot, but that would have been a big fight. And then I guess Overeem Harris, that was a pretty good fight too. I was going to say, though, Cole, I would have been fascinated to see these heavyweights in the small cage at the top or the performance center, man. I was thinking, these guys are going to, that would have been crazy. And there were some good fights that got canceled, man. I'm going to go through a few of them here. Vicente Luque versus Randy Brown, that was a great fight. Nico Price versus Muslim Salikov, oh my God, that fight was going to be great. How about this one? Matt Brown versus Miguel Baeza. That fight was going to be fun. Marlon Vera, Eddie Wineland. That's a fun fight that got canceled. Cody Stamann, Rayoni Barcelos. That was a great fight too. And like you said, Cole, Edwards Woodley this weekend. And on that card as well, there were some other good fights. Like Paul Craig versus Ryan Spann was a pretty interesting fight.
Even like Greg Hardy, Jorgen De Castro. Like those two in the small one. That probably would have ended by knockout.
No, I agree 100%. That was a good fight too. So it's just, it's nuts. But again, you know, you hope that they can book these guys and girls soon. But, you know, again, Cole, 3 weeks is optimistic. You know, this could be a lot longer. John Hunko, do you think Cruz taking that Sandhagen fight, coming off 3 years layoff, is a huge mistake? Should you take a 2-0 fight last time, like you returned when he TKO'd Mizugaki? Yeah, great point there. I love Corey Sandhagen in this fight if it happens, Cole. I mean, I don't. Listen, Dominic Cruz was the best bantamweight in the world for years, but the guy barely fights anymore. What, he fights once every 5 years now. He's so injury prone. If I'm Corey Sandhagen, I wouldn't even take that fight, because I personally don't trust Cruz to make it healthy to the fight. You know, and if he does get to the fight, I would favor Sandhagen quite heavily. So yeah, I'm with you. But the thing with Cruz is, like, he's got a lot of clout with the UFC. They love him. UFC matchmakers love him. They were always going to give him a big fight in his return, but I agree with you. To me, I thought that Frankie Edgar versus Dominic Cruz made more sense, Cole, and then Aljamain Sterling versus Corey Sandhagen. Like, I'm a little confused whether or not doing that, but, you know, again, at this point, like, who knows what's even going to happen. Like, I still hope that fight card in June in Kazakhstan happens between Marlon Moraes and Peter Yan. I mean, that fight, I know it's in June, Cole, but who knows? Maybe that gets pushed back too, right? Who knows how long it's going to last? Go ahead.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, no one knows how long it could last. It all could be gone in 2 weeks. It all could be gone in 8 months. Like, no one really knows when this virus is going to stop or be contained.
I know. All right. I think that's it for today, Cole. We talked a lot of today. I wanted to get Cole on here because I should have mentioned this earlier. It goes without saying, guys, that it's going to be one podcast a day now. There will be no double podcast on Tuesdays for at least the next 3 weeks. If anything changes, obviously Cole will jump back on and we'll do our breakdowns. I'm a little sad, Cole. I mean, I was looking forward to breaking down that card today, you know, and my picks have been pretty good lately too. I was feeling the mojo. I was like, man, you know, I'm breaking down the fights pretty well. And then this happened. So it is what it is, man. You know, I just hope everyone stays safe. Hopefully everyone listens to the podcast, all listeners, please guys, stay safe. Do the right thing. You know, if you don't need to leave your house or if you don't need to go to public areas, don't do it. You know, it's not even about you being sick, but it's about other people possibly being sick or, you know, spreading it to someone that, you know, doesn't have the immune system that you do. So I know that anyone listening to this podcast is a pretty smart person, I would say. Cool. Pretty good. So I think everyone here is kind of in the same boat as us, and they kind of feel what we're saying. So, yeah, but seriously, stay safe, everyone. Like, I don't wish this upon anyone. I wouldn't wish this disease upon my worst enemy, man. This is bad. So it's scary what's happening, Cole. It's insane. And, you know, I was going to say, we have MMA to save us, but we don't. We don't have the MMA to save us right now. So, Cole, plug your stuff, man, and just tell the audience what you're going to be doing the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, Twitter, @Cole_Shell91. talked to Jimmy Manuel the other day, so I have one up already about him wanting to return. Touched on a lot of topics, his state of the light heavyweight division, what he thinks. UK MMA and how bigger it's gotten since him and Bisping were kind of just the two that were running the show. Yeah, but just going to try doing a bunch of unique stuff, like talking to fighters just about just general stuff. I'm just going to try to think, like, I'm going to spend this week about what kind of stuff I can do, because obviously a lot of what I do is just talking to fighters about their upcoming fights. Can't do that anymore, so it's going to be a weird time. I think after this week, I'll kind of have everything laid out of what my plan is, but yeah, there's going to be a lot less writing for sure.
Yeah, get your creative hat on, Cole, because you're going to have to get creative, man. Same with me, and quite frankly. I'll be doing the podcast, though, guys. Anyway, sorry. You guys can follow me on Twitter at MMAdamMartin, as always. I'm available at MAOsbreaker.com, BJPen.com, MMARings.net. So, of course, like I said, the podcast is happening. I'm going to do it Monday to Friday. I don't care. I'll find something to talk about. If I have to go back and watch old events and talk about those, I will. You know what I mean? I'll find something to talk about, guys. I will have an MMA show. If I'm the only show in town, that's fine with me. I will be talking about MMA during this break on this podcast. I guarantee you that. But it will only be one podcast a day. But still, five podcasts a week. So if you guys want your fix, you're getting it here with me. MMAOsbreaker.com is not going to have a lot of content the next few weeks. I know Brian's going to be doing like a rankings update. It's honestly long overdue, but he's going to do his rankings. So that's something to read. And of course, hopefully there's Cage Warriors. And if there is Friday, I will have an opening odds breakdown. But other than that, I mean, if there are some small MMA events that happen, I'm sure there'll be odds for those and I'll write about them. But, you know, there's no guarantee. MMARings.net, I just posted an article on Charles Oliveira, why I think he should fight Paul Felder, just like Cole did. But Cole, I wrote it 2 days ago. I just hasn't been posted yet, so I was not copying you. I haven't even read yours yet. But it just makes sense anyways. And the other thing would be BJPen.com. So I'm still there Sundays, as usual. I'll find something to write about. And, you know, freelance, I'm sure my freelance will go down a little bit during the week. But, you know, we'll figure it out. We'll still write about MMA in some form. And the site's not going anywhere. So, you know, once again, guys, like, seriously, you know, stay safe. And, you know, it's crazy times out there right now. But, you know, stay safe. Don't panic. And quite frankly, try to enjoy your time off if you have time off right now. Because once things get going back again, it's going to be nonstop. So, you know, it's a mental break for all of us. It's not ideal, but it's a break of some sort. And let's try to make the best of it. So once again, guys, thanks for tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow morning for the Wednesday edition of the podcast. Cole, thanks for joining me, buddy. Guys, stay safe. Have a good one. Bye.